Life happens fast. Be financially ready. Call Mesiro, 877-MESIROW. It's a Mesiro Monday. We continue our chat with Dr. Greg Lunsford of Mesiro all April long, kind of talking about our health, taking stock of it. Last week on the live broadcast, we talked about family reunions, talking about what your elders, your contemporaries have had, and let's dive deeper into maybe what ailments they had, and then that'll help you plan ahead, not only telling your doctor, but also planning financially ahead of it. Let's talk a little bit about caregiving. That's something we should, I'm sure a lot of people are dealing with their parents right now.
Absolutely.
But they want to plan for it themselves, don't they?
Absolutely. And, you know, we've talked about caregiving, so I don't want to beat this to death, but it is so important.
Huge.
Once again, 50% of people who become caregivers never anticipate accepting the responsibility. It just happens one day. So when we come out of the family reunion understanding what we might be predisposed to, we should start talking about, okay, who we might have to care for, or say, you know, the person who may need some care may have to say, look, guys, I can't do this on my own. I'm going to need some help.
Mm-hmm.
Don't leave the person out there to be surprised. It's now time to put something into action.
Could be time help, or it could, like, help, you know, literally being there. Or it could be financial help, too.
It could be financial help. It could be time help. And it could be some of those things you could probably do something to hedge against them, right? So it may not be too late to do long-term care insurance. It may not be too late to maybe talk about, do you want to relocate to a state that is more favorable in terms of what it offers to someone in late stage health care? So, you know, you might want to trade a state, you know, like Indiana for Florida. I don't know, but I've seen people do those things. And then I think the most important thing you should talk about, and when you're at the family reunion, these should be general conversations. We don't want to embarrass anybody. We don't want to start any fights or anything.
No.
We just want to give people things to think about a little bit deeper and have conversations about when they leave this big place with all of these branches of their tree there, and they go back more to their nuclear family and start looking mom and dad and their children.
Right, exactly.
And siblings.
So it's about identifying the caregiving of the future so it doesn't surprise everyone at the moment something happens.
Correct. So, you know, caregiving strategy. So if something happened to someone, aunt, uncle, parent, something like that, families need to talk early on about how are we going to split this responsibility? Or if I'm get stuck with it by myself, you need to tell me this now.
Yeah,
and so
that's a good point.
I often sit down with clients and, you know, because my belief is I'd rather pay your premium than to pay your expense. So sometimes I sit down. You're the most successful person in your family.
You know what's
going to happen, right? When the bill comes, everyone's going to look at you, right? So you might be better off just getting the long-term care insurance and you paying the premium versus then someone coming to you. You can help with the premium. I don't know if you can help if you got a bill for $7,000 a month.
That makes sense. And also, sometimes people, I think, assume that one person knows they're going to be the caregiver because maybe the other siblings moved away and it's assumed that this person will be the caregiver. Well, let's have that conversation for real. Let's make sure we know that, well, okay, you might be the caregiver. You're close by. Here's how we're going to help you out. Here's how we're going to build something to help out. You know, something like
that's exactly right. So everyone needs to have a conversation about, okay, what can you contribute? Look, I can't help you financially, but I can give you time.
Yeah,
you know, I can make sure everybody gets their appointment on time. I can give you help with some skilled nursing or whatever. Hey, I don't have any time, but maybe I can help financially with some things. Or maybe we need to figure something out because we all live in three different states. Maybe you get summer and I get fall.
Something.
But we need to work something out now. And if there is a gap, we need to figure out how to solve for the gap.
And we'll solve that gap next week.
Absolutely.
Greg Lunsford, 877-MESERO, mesero.com. Want to live well? Then you need to plan well. A Mesiro advisor can help you create a financial plan that fits your life. Call Mesiro at 877-MESIROW.